Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Keyword to cash this hour is gum, G-U-M, gum. You can text that word into 72881 for a chance at winning $1,000 in this national contest. Message and data rates may apply. At 11:30, we'll talk to Josh Klingler from our sister station 610 Sports Radio from Miami. And at 11:45, see if you can beat me in trivia. If you can, you could win a pair of tickets to the KC Home and Remodel Show. KC Remodel and Garden Show. I've been saying that wrong for about 3 weeks. I'm so sorry. Now I have the tickets in front of me. KC Remodel and Garden Show. That's where we will be coming up this Friday.
I was going to say, I hope they have a sign up on Friday when we're there.
And $25 to Johnny's Steakhouse. So that's actually, we're going to play by the rules. I know Grayson likes to break the rule. We're going to play by the rules. Katz is going to be the enforcer of the rules because that's on the line. We actually didn't have a winner yesterday, so we carried a set of prizes over to today. So we'll play at 11:45 and see what happens. Next story comes to us. You've been hearing this on KMBZ this morning. I'm going to let you know out of the Kansas City Star a few more details here. Missouri gets an F for its efforts to get people to stop smoking, according to the American Lung Association's annual State of Tobacco Control report that's out today. One thing that keeps the negative spotlight on the state, it has the lowest cigarette tax in the country, 17 cents for a 20 cigarette pack. Kansas didn't do very well either, just not as bad. It was dinged for its state level minimum age of 18 for buying tobacco products. A lot of other states have raised theirs to 21. Kansas and Missouri both earned Fs when it comes to protecting residents from secondhand smoke. States were tracked and graded on five criteria: state funding of tobacco prevention efforts, access to cessation services, smoke-free air, minimum age for tobacco sales, and cigarette taxes. Yes, Missouri has long had the lowest cigarette tax in the country. And Missouri doesn't like to raise the taxes on anything.
No.
So they've long had the lowest cigarette tax. In Kansas, the cigarette tax is $1.29 per pack. Again, in Missouri, it's 17 cents per pack.
17 cents. It sounds so low in comparison. And I'm not sitting here advocating for a raise in the tax, because does it make a difference? I mean,
so it's a good question. This is where I always wonder, what would it take if you are a smoker still, and we have fewer smoke. I believe our rate of smoking is lower than it's ever been. If you are a smoker still, what would it take for you to quit? And would raising the cigarette tax dramatically, it'll never go up dramatically in Missouri, but if it did, would that be enough to get you to quit? Because in neighboring Illinois, it's $1.98 a pack. In fact, they just raised it by $1 a pack last year, I believe. And we're looking at the list. I didn't realize how high that cigarette tax is in some states. I guess I thought Illinois had among the highest in the country. Not even close.
Go to the Northeast.
Right. So would raising the cigarette tax, would making it more expensive to smoke be enough to get you to quit?
And if you did quit, equally so, if you did quit, did money have anything to do with it? Because when I just passed 20 years, last November, and money had absolutely nothing to do with my decision to quit.
What did?
They hadn't skyrocketed like that. My dentist, believe it or not, because got a new dentist, and he said, oh, you're a smoker. And I said, how do you know? And he said, I can tell by looking.
So there's also a federal excise tax of $1.01 per pack, which I didn't realize. So that's in addition to the state tax. Yeah, it's interesting. And if you want to call 576-7798 or 22980, if you quit, what did it? And would more? And I think the part of this that interests me the most is, what kind of resources should states be putting into getting you to quit? You know, Missouri and Kansas both got a failing grade. Both are not doing really well on this survey. And I kind of think, does it matter? You know, does it matter?
If people are going to kill themselves, people are going to get, there is a school of thought that says, hey, whatever your drug of choice is, you're going to take it and you're going to kill yourself with it.
Right. And so should they be, and we'll go to John's question. Would raising the cigarette tax make a difference?
Because, it depends on when you get an infusion of money like that, mm-hmm. I mean, we have seen over time that there have been very successful anti-smoking campaigns.
Yeah.
And, getting rid of the television ads back in, 1973, and getting rid of the billboard ads a while ago, and taking Winston's name off the Winston cup, and, keeping that kind of advertising, keeping it out of people's view over and over again helped a lot.
Yeah. And again, I think it is a question of where you decide to put that money. You know, if Missouri were to hike it, let's just say they meet Illinois at $1.98 a pack, which would be a dramatic increase, by yeah. the way, from 17 cents a pack to $1.98. It depends a little bit on what they decide to put that money into. But I was saying off the air, I think smokers, correct me if I'm wrong, okay, because I've never picked up a cigarette. But I come from, my mom was a chain smoker and still is. My dad was, so was my stepdad. So I grew up in that environment, which is why I don't smoke. Doesn't it rely on you wanting to quit smoking? Or is there a point where you could raise that cigarette tax so high that you're like, nope, it's too expensive now?
No, see, I'm with you on that one. I just given experience, I think that if you tick it up slowly enough, you could raise the taxes to $10 a pack. It's not going to matter.
And some people would still.
Yep. The ones who really want to smoke will still do it.
And did vaping make a difference? You know, has vaping, because my mom cut back pretty dramatically when she started vaping a little bit and then quit vaping and just went back to cigarette smoking. My dad quit cold turkey one day. Just quit. And that's what Wicket did to Wicket when he was here. He would tell the story about how when he first met Lee, his wife, she said, I'm not going to date you if you're going to smoke, and as they talk about having kids and stuff like that. And he quit because he wanted to be with her. I mean, sometimes you just need a really good motivation to quit, and it's hard still. I talk to any former smoker and it's still difficult to be around cigarette smoke. You just know.
Really, for me, it isn't.
Oh, no. I know several. Yeah. I'm very good friends with a couple of former smokers who have a hard time being around the cigarette smoke still.
Yeah, doesn't bother me at all.
So, again, we'll take your calls here. What if we raise a cigarette tax? Would that be enough?
Grain Valley is where we'll kick off on this one. Hello, Teresa.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I've been a smoker since I was about 12 when I was sneaking cigarettes from my mother. And I asked her, how old do I have to be before I'm allowed to smoke? And she was a good mother, but she said 15. And so at 15, she started buying my cigarettes for me.
Oh, wow.
This was a long, long,
different,
long time.
Different time,
ago.
Yeah. I'm hip.
I'm now 53, and I still smoke. I have quit a million times. Very, very easy to quit. You just quit, and then you buy another pack. I quit during both of my pregnancies. That was easy because I couldn't stand the smell of cigarette smoke. But as a smoker, I mean, I can remember saying when they go up to a dollar, I will stop. I'm not paying a dollar a pack. There's no way I'll pay a dollar a pack.
Yeah.
And like you said, just little by little by little, there's $2, $2.25, $3. And, I live in Missouri where they're much cheaper than Kansas. And I can see I just walked out of a convenience store and there was a 50-cent coupon on my brand. And I was tickled to death. Oh, give me two packs. I'm saving money.
Yeah, right. Saving money. Interesting way to put it. Well, let me ask you, since you just walked out of the convenience store, do you buy a name brand? You don't have to say what it is, but.
Yeah, I buy Marlboro.
Okay,
Marlboro.
Yeah. It's one of the most expensive ones. What do they cost a pack now?
Well, these were $5.99, but with 50 cents off.
Yeah, $5.50 a pack.
$4.99.
Still, and yeah, I mean, if you bought that same pack of cigarettes in New York, for example, you'd be paying $12.
Right.
Yeah. My aunt in California, and I was so glad that I had put a carton in my suitcase.
Yeah.
And when I go to Mexico I go annually with a girl trip, and I put a carton or sometimes two. Because they don't carry the exact brand that I want, and if I do, I'm paying $10-$12 for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But the thing is, I mean, you have to want to quit. Money, if you're nicking, if you're absolutely dying for a pack of cigarettes, you'll pull out that $12 and tell yourself, I'll go easy on these. I'll only smoke a couple a day. I'll make them last. I'll throw them away after one. You know, there's a million ways we addicts can justify anything.
I know it's
going to come out of my rent money and I can't afford it and my kids won't have food. No, okay, I wouldn't maybe. maybe I wouldn't starve my children for a cigarette, but close.
All right. Well, Teresa, good luck if you ever do decide to make that leap. If I can do it, anybody can do it. So, yeah, well done.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to more of your calls and your texts. Again, Kansas and Missouri, not doing great when it comes to keeping people from smoking. Does it matter? And would a raise in the cigarette tax make a difference? We'll get to your calls. Ashley, LT, hang on the line here. We'll get to you next. Taking your calls right now, Missouri gets an F for its efforts to get people to stop smoking, according to the American Lung Association's annual State of Tobacco Control report. Kansas did almost as poorly because of its state-level minimum age of 18 for buying tobacco products, among other issues. Kansas and Missouri both got Fs when it comes to protecting residents from secondhand smoke. Missouri has the lowest gas tax in the nation at 17 cents a pack. There's also a federal tax on there, but that's the lowest state tax in the country. And so, particularly those of you who are smoking, and we've got a couple of you on the line, what would it take for you to quit? And would raising the cigarette tax make a difference?
We'll go to the phones and bring in Ashley in Kansas City next. Hey, Ashley.
Hi. Somebody who has an addiction, I've been in recovery from cocaine for over 15 years now. It's somebody who has an addiction, and I'm a smoker, they are not going to stop no matter how high you raise that price, whether you make them illegal. It's not going to matter if they don't want to quit. My grandmother left my grandfather because he was a raging alcoholic. 20 years later, he died with a bottle in his hand and still said how much he loved her. He still could not put down the bottle.
Yeah.
Addiction is an addiction.
Yeah, it's very, very true. And we've talked before about the fact that the fallback rate for smokers is among the highest of any addicts.
Right, right.
I've tried to quit smoking. It was harder for me whenever I did put them down for, I put them down for about a month. It was harder for me than when I came off cocaine, because you can walk into any convenience store and get them, whereas the drugs, you have to go and seek those out. But it's just like with an alcoholic. You can walk into any convenience store and buy it very easily.
Yeah, she makes a great point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at the things that people do to pay for a drug habit like that, and apply the same thing to cigarettes.
And so again, I'll ask, is there a point at which raising the cigarette tax would make a difference for you? Would you smoke less, at least? Would you cut back a little bit if it really got prohibitive? Especially if you are a major smoker, you know, if you were to raise it a dollar a pack and you smoke four packs a day, that would make a difference for you in terms of your wallet.
Let's go to LT in Prairie Village next. Hello, LT.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Great.
Good. What's up?
You guys were asking what would it take. For me personally, what would help? I spend about $5 a day on cigarettes. I smoke a pack a day.
Okay.
If we reverse that and somebody paid me $5 a day for a year, I wouldn't smoke. And then I think for after a year, the cravings and everything else would be done with. So if there was some kind of program, and you don't pay the person right away, you wait for that year, you make them come in maybe once a month and see if the nicotine level is dropping down, blah, 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 this and that. And then for a year, after a year, if they've been clean, give them their...
So you want to...
We're cutting out there
lost the call at the end. But yeah, so he wants people to get a check for quitting smoking.
Do you now?
I want to be paid.
What about for those of us that never started smoking in the first place?
Give me money. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
Do you get a check too?
No.
For every year you've been alive.
For just doing what I'm supposed to do anyway? Do no. I get a check? I don't think it works that way.
That's
never. What you do get is a break on your health insurance, or if you smoke, you have to pay more, however you want to look at it.
What do you think is an effective way for the state to do it, though? I mean, when it comes to mounting an anti-smoking campaign, what can the state actually do?
So I compare this to mental health a little bit, about how we talk about putting more money into mental health. And I really think you have to make people want to quit. And I don't know if a government can make people want to quit something they are addicted to. You know, we've already taught you, you know, you're already aware of how bad it is for your health. Unless you were to lose someone close to you, or unless you have something like have a baby or something like that, where there is motivation there to quit. I don't know what the state can do. And I also I'm not very well informed on what other states do with that cigarette tax money and how much of it goes into smoking cessation programs, and what those programs even look like in states. Is that, a discount on, you know, on nicotine patches? Is that, I assume maybe that's part of it, you know? How expensive are nicotine patches? Are they expensive?
Well, I think you can get them prescribed. I'm not 100% on that, but I think you can at least get a break on them by getting them prescribed.
Or, you know, nicotine gum. I mean, how expensive is that kind of stuff? If we were to make that kind of stuff cheaper, would that help?
Yeah, and maybe so. It's funny because the number of people who have that excuse of, well, when I started, we didn't know how bad it was. most of those people are already gone.
Right.
And so there's not really that many left alive who can use that. But people did. And, yeah. And you know, I never really believed it until I started to see some of the magazine ads that they had back in the 50s and 60s that had doctors recommending particular brands.
Yeah.
Hey, this one's healthier for you. Really? You know, it was bad. And so now that that's already gone, you know, is there that kind of campaign that they can still mount? And is it so much a matter of getting people to quit, or are you better off stopping people from starting?
That's an interesting question, because that targets, from where I sit, a completely different group of people, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to stop people from smoking, you target kids so that they don't start when they're young.
10-year-olds.
The problem you've got with kids right now is that they're vaping. And so I think it's a difficult it's a worthwhile effort, but a difficult effort to tell kids don't smoke without also targeting vaping.
Sure.
When the legalities are different, right? Can't you vape in a lot of states at 16, but cigarettes at 21? I don't know. I don't know the laws. But I just think it's a mixed message for states to send that kids get confused. Like, what do you mean I can't smoke? Well, then I'll just go do vaping then. You're just kind of pushing them from cigarettes then into something else that is easier for them to get. Or more legal, so to speak, you know, easier to, as if there is such a thing, easier to access.
And you're also giving them something that it's easy to, whether this is true or not, I am not weighing in on, but it's easier to make an assimilation in somebody's brain that it's safer.
Yeah.
That it's a safer way to get a nicotine delivery, a nicotine hit. So,
yeah, you know, we've already made it. I know that some of you who smoke are not happy about this, but we've already shamed smokers. You know, yeah, I mean, we've already done some of that. You already know you shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was part of what got smoking rates to drop. It also, we just made it difficult to smoke in public everywhere.
And
that helped too.
And that's something that in states that have done that, to make it more of a pain in the butt,
yeah.
Honestly, does work.
And we've done it. But the only thing we haven't done is we have states that are making an effort to not let you smoke in your vehicle if there are kids present, and parks have started to come in to smoking bans. Get to another call here before we go to news.
Yeah, let's go to Uber Johnny in KC. What's going on, Johnny?
Oh, man, just driving around the city, loving to hear the show. John, welcome to the midday program. How you doing, Jamie?
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you, Johnny. How's it going?
Oh, it's excellent. Better than I deserve because we got the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
I know, right? So I quit in 2002 on January 2nd because I did not want it to be a New Year's resolution. Nobody keeps their New Year's resolution.
Today is the day, by the way, that most people stop with
one
their New Year's
day,
resolutions.
Yeah.
Today.
Well, that's cool. But I didn't stop because my daughter had asthma. I didn't stop because of the money aspect. I stopped because my son came home from school after they showed a video of a smoker of 20 years, how their lungs were black and scarred. And the other thing was I could not buy life insurance unless I stopped smoking.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, they actually had a swab to swab my mouth and could tell if I had been smoking or not. And so I had to be off of cigarettes for an entire year before I could get life insurance.
Wow.
That's exactly what I was talking about. Yeah, you can. There are physical changes in the mouth. And boy, when I found that out, I was like, that's it. I'm done. Well, Johnny, the good news is at 18 years, you're 2 years away from your risk levels being back to where non-smokers ever are. So good luck. Keep it up, man.
Hey, thank you, John. And you guys have a great day.
You too.
Be safe out there.
Well on the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.